The Racine County State Senate seat has changed hands between Democrats and Republicans three times since 1990. Democrats have been gearing up to take the seat back in next year's election and now find that Republican incumbent Kathy Stepp won't be seeking a second term. Stepp says being a senator is very demanding of her time, and she wants to spend more hours with her husband, children, and her family's home-building business. Stepp says she thought about the time demands when she ran for office.
Yeah, but you don't really know until you get into the job on just exactly what's going to be expected. So, you know, obviously I've learned that over the last couple of years. With this particular job, I mean, you have 160,000 bosses, and the struggle is always to keep as many of them happy as you can and still balancing that with your family needs.
Stepp says she wasn't frustrated by political battles inside the state capitol. She says passage of the so-called Job Creation Act that affected many environmental permits was one of her key accomplishments. Some Democratic lawmakers claim the job creation law didn't create many jobs. Senate Minority Leader Judy Robson contends Democrats can retake the Racine District, arguing Stepp and other Republicans have ignored key issues.
What they're talking about at the coffee shops is the cost of health care and the heating costs going up and gas prices, and they need property tax relief, and especially in Racine, they need jobs.
Robson says Democrats will also target Senate seats in the Eau Claire area, Sheboygan County, and West Allis. Republicans control the Senate 18-15. Democratic State Representative John Lehman has already announced he's running for the Racine Senate seat. Republican Assemblymember Robin Voos of Racine says he has no plans at this time to get into the race. But the state GOP says it expects to have several candidates. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.